It is time for Sporting a Cause with Willie Hallihan. Of course, Willie runs the Sporting a Cause website, sportingacause.com. He runs a blog there. Also, listed in a chronological calendar of coming events, the events that are all fundraisers that are somehow tied to sports. And once again, we say good morning to Willie Hallihan. Good morning, Willie.
Good morning, Marshall. How you doing?
A little chilly this morning, but all prepared to have a great Sunday.
Yeah. The weather, as long as it endures, I golfed yesterday at the Canaan Country Club, and it was glorious out there. A lot of people taking advantage of, you know, the last few nice days of the season, I think. But you never know. You know, last winter was an eye opener. I played golf all 12 months, believe it or not.
Yeah, no, I
in the area that warmed up in January, February, March, April, and had opportunities, if you're alert and took advantage of them, to play around the golf in every month of the year.
There you go.
Anyway, back to the week before Thanksgiving. The first half dozen or so events that I'm talking about are ones I've talked about for weeks and weeks, but they're all winding down this week, and you'll be hearing about them for the last time. So let me go through them one final time. Today is the final turkey shoot of the season for the Northwest Connecticut Rod and Gun Club. It's been 8 Sundays in a row preceding leading up to Thanksgiving. We won't hear about them again until the spring when they start their ham shoots, which they do in advance of Easter. The Salisbury Beast 5K, which starts and ends at the Watering Kettle in Salisbury. It's been virtual for several weeks, and that ends on Thanksgiving. Excuse me. The 3-mile hill hike up at the Berkshire South Community Center in Great Barrington will have their final hike on Wednesday, and that's been going on for a number of weeks. And the 3 Northwest Connecticut YMCA semi-virtual races will wind up November 30th. That includes the Norbrook 5K trail race, the Canaan 5-mile road race, and the Highland Lake 5K. Those three raise money for scholarships at the in the YMCA for kids and families who can't afford the memberships. And starting tomorrow and running for a week, speaking of the Y, there's a new program called Kids Try the Y. This is a week-long program, and it exposes kids to the various programs that the YMCA offers, like basketball skills and swimming, karate, volleyball, and other things. And the people might not realize it, but the Northwest Connecticut YMCA has 3 locations. There's one in Canaan, one in Winston, and one in Torrington. And not all of these activities will be offered at all of the locations. So you can go to Sporting a Cause to get the link to their website and find out exactly what of these activities is at a Y near you. Now, Thursday, there are several turkey trots, and most of them have turned virtual, but there's one that's going to be an in-person race. That's the Ferncliff Forest 5K turkey trot over in Rhinebeck. The proceeds from that will benefit Ferncliff Forest, their programs and upkeep and so forth. The ones that have turned virtual are the Thankful 5K Run Walk in Pittsfield. That's organized by the Berkshire Running Center, and that's for the benefit of several local food agencies. The Mid-Hudson Roadrunners Club is virtual this year, their turkey trot. That benefits the Dutch's Outreach. The Goshen Turkey Trot, organized by the Goshen Running Club. They always support a number of local charities. And the 8th Annual Kingston Turkey Trot is virtual for 2020. And that's organized by the Junior League of Kingston. And the Great Barrington Turkey Trot has been canceled for this year. So there are a number of virtual events and one live one if your tradition on Thanksgiving morning is to run a 5K. Excuse me. Now, Friday, the day after Thanksgiving, is the Match 3 Champions for Change. This isn't in the tri-state area. This is a televised event. I've promoted the previous two matches. This is a fun golf tournament, a head-to-head kind of competition. I put them in especially now because as I said earlier, the golf season is winding to a close, and we golfers are lamenting that. But this is just a fun event to watch on TV. It's being held at the Stone Canyon Golf Club in Arizona, and it pits teams of Phil Mickelson and Charles Barkley against Steph Curry and Peyton Manning. It's a modified alternate shot format. It's just going to be fun to watch. It's almost less about the golf and more about the personalities involved. And there'll be lots of trash talking for sure, and it's just a fun event. But they, on top of it, and maybe most importantly, they raise a lot of money. These matches raise tons of money for worthy causes, and whatever they raise for this one will benefit the historically black colleges and universities. And that will be televised on TNT starting at 3 p.m. on Friday. So if you're not going to go buck the crowds on Black Friday, maybe tune into a fun event Friday afternoon. And Marshall, next Saturday, the following Saturday, is the Swasa Ski Swap and Sale. I'll be having more to say about that next weekend because it's a big event for us. It's a tradition for a lot of people to go. People have been going so long that they have the format down pat, but things will change, as everything else has, because of the pandemic. We can't just allow the 50 or 60 or 70 people through the doors at 8 a.m. We'll have to stagger them. They'll be have to have their temperatures taken. The Lakeville Hose Company is offering us more space than we've had. It's a cavernous building. If you've ever been in the Lakeville Hose Company where they house the trucks, it's a big space, and they're going to clear out more space yet for us so that we can space out the tables. And anyway, we'll come up with the format to make it safe, but I'll be talking about more of that next week. And and that's about it, Marshall. Have a wonderful and safe Thanksgiving, both you and your listeners, and however it is you choose to celebrate it. And I'll be talking to you next Sunday.
Well, of course, Jill and I will be here on Thanksgiving morning because there's no place else to go. Yeah. We can't get arrested for going to work, so we'll be here. And then I've already got my fresh killed turkey ordered from this year Lebon's, because there's no turkey where I normally get it from. In the past 2 years, I've gotten it from Lebon's, and we'll split it up. And Jill and I will separate off after we work Thanksgiving. She'll go home to her dogs. I'll go home to my dogs, and it'll be a happy Thanksgiving watching the Cowboys lose on Thanksgiving.
There you go. We'll enjoy it.
All right. Hey, Willie, happy Thanksgiving.
Thank you so much, Marshall. You too. Bye.
Take care. Willie Hallahan, Sporting a Cause, sportingacause.com on the web.